If you're looking for ways,
welcome to the Society's Child podcast, where we have real conversations about being a trauma responsive educator in the midst of a significant mental health crisis. Hi, I'm Trish Senzek, a former educator, compassion advocate, and Jesus lover, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Are you feeling confuzzled about your students' behavior and needs? You're not alone. If trauma-informed strategies leave you wondering, what's next? Don't worry. My friend, I've been there too. As a foster mom and a child of complex trauma mixed with my experience as a teacher, it's led me to finding a compassionate, whole child approach that's evidence-based, practical, and transformational, and I'm so eager to share it with you. Whether you want to connect with your students on a deeper level, create a trauma-sensitive environment, or you just need a little bit of encouragement or support, you're in the right place. So grab a drink, a pen, or your earbuds, and let's work together to create a safe and student-attuned, trauma-responsive school culture. Society's children need you. So let's get started.
Welcome to the next episode of Monday Mindset Matters. These quick meat-of-the-moment episodes offer you some tools and biblical encouragement to help you, the Christian educator, no matter what role you have on campus, stay connected, stay grounded, and stay prayed up so you can be the light in the middle of this trauma-responsive movement. So, let's get right to it.
Hey, friends. Are you feeling June tired? I heard that phrase the other day, and I remember very well what it felt like to be at this time of the year with little breaks. After spring break, the end is close in sight, and you're just feeling like you are more than ready for the end of the year. So, my sweet friends, if you're feeling June tired and it's already exhausting and you feel like it's the end, maybe in your situation you're feeling a little bit undervalued, or maybe you feel unappreciated or not listened to. I know many educators also feel as if they're not trusted, or maybe they're herded like cattle and just checking off of a list. And this job has become overwhelming, so to the point where it maybe feels like it's too much. I felt like I would come in here today and let you know, sweet friends, that you are not alone. If you feel trapped, unable to change jobs, you want to get out of the education field, or maybe you've just lost your fire and you want it back, and you're not quite sure what to do, and you're just kind of in this stage of it feels like one foot in front of the other all the time. That's why I wanted to encourage you with today's scripture, Matthew 11:28-30, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So I want to encourage you that no matter what you're feeling today, if you related to any of that I just spoke about, I want to encourage you to come to Jesus, bring all of your exhaustion, bring all of your concerns, all of your overwhelm to him and place them at his feet so that you can find rest for your soul. I know that in moments of difficulty, it's often very difficult to think straight, these challenges get us overwhelmed, dysregulated, and I want to encourage you so that you can find a way to find connection in Jesus' strength and find connection in his guidance. I also want to encourage you to work on learning from Jesus so that you can better embrace his gentleness and humility in all of your interactions on your campus. A lot of those times people are very judgmental, people are giving us the side eye, if you will, and there are situations that you just sometimes don't know how to respond to. But I want to encourage you with this, that if we can lean into Jesus, we'll do that learning and we'll get that gentleness and we'll get that humbleness from him. And it's in those challenging environments when we're not really sure what's happening around us and our kids are dysregulated. If you could just lean into him, you would have more ability to embrace the peace and the clarity that Jesus offers, that he would guide you through this chaos. He'll give you the coping techniques, the strategies that you need to walk through this chaos with a steady resolve. And for those of you who resonated with the part at the beginning where I asked you if you felt unappreciated, maybe you feel disrespected, I want to encourage you to lean in even harder because you can find your worth in God's love. If you're having a hard time finding rest for your soul in this crazy time of the year, I really want to encourage you to prioritize your activities so that there's something in your day or something in your weekend that helps you replenish your energy, nurtures your own well-being and your own soul. Whatever that is for you, I just want to really strongly encourage you to set aside time for relaxation, hobbies, things that are fun, places that you find smiles and joy, activities that bring you peace, or activities with your family that just make you feel connected and grounded. Number two, I want to encourage you to seek some strength and guidance from pivotal relationships, relationships that are mentors and counselors or people who can speak into your overwhelm and speak into you and allow and fill you up and really connect you to your relationship with Jesus. Because it is so important that we seek this strength and we seek this guidance from people who do have that grounding that we're seeking. Number three, I want to encourage you to embrace the gentleness and the humbleness that it takes to deal with these kids, to deal with the self-compassion that you need in order to put up with the dysregulation or to figure out a way through it. A lot of times we're hard on ourselves and we speak to ourselves with such self-criticism or we beat ourselves up with situations that may have happened. And so I want to encourage you to challenge those self-critical thoughts. Replace them with self-affirming, supportive talk. So ask yourself, what would Jesus say to me if he were sitting next to me right now in the middle of this thought? And then number four, as you think about your rest and what you need to find in the middle of all this challenge, I want you to think about boundaries. Boundaries, both mental and emotional, that have to do with protecting your well-being in the classroom, the well-being of the other students. But for you especially, if you're feeling this overwhelmed, figure out when it's good to step back. When do you need to prioritize your self-care? I know a lot of educators tend to naysay the self-care. Just like putting the oxygen mask on first, we have to take care of ourselves or we are depleted and we cannot be there for our students. And then lastly, number five, find worth in God's love. God says so much to us and about us and promises us so much. If you're lacking in the faith community or that spiritual support area, I really want to encourage you to get back into it. Find a way to reconnect. Start by just being in prayer and reflection and deepen your time with God, the relationship that you have with Him, and asking Him to show you about your sense of worth so that you can put in concrete takeaways in your daily life that will help you. It's almost like the life preserver that you need when it's too overwhelming. Because if you invest in that relationship, you preserve your own mental health. You maintain your own resilience in these challenges and you find ways, God will direct you on how you can find ways to take care of you and draw strength from your faith and those resources that He's showing you. So my friends, if you are just flat June tired, I just want you to know that you've been prayed for. I pray for my listeners. I pray for you as all educators, no matter where you are. And I want you to know that you're valued in the eyes of God. And I find you as one of my sisters in Christ, one of my brothers in Christ, and my family in Christ. And it is important to me to help you stay strengthened. And my guess is that God is thankful that you're looking out for the least of these. He knows you give your heart and soul to this job, and He hears your prayers, and He is significant in your life. And you can always find strength in Him, even when it feels like this job is just too much. I want to remind you to lean into His arms. No matter what you're going through or where you are in your day, mentally just picture yourself leaning yourself into His big hug. Put all of your worries right there on Him and remind yourself you serve a bigger God, a God who knows every detail of your day. He knows every struggle that these kids have, and He wants you to share that with Him. So give Him your cares. I encourage you to work on your relationship with Him, lean into Him, stay grounded in His word, stay prayed up, keep praying, my friends, pray consistently, and stay in gratitude for what He has done for you. If you do all this and you stay grounded, the things of this world and the heartaches that you deal with on your campuses, all of it will just become strangely dim. So I hope you found something encouraging here today.
If you're looking for ways to build more peace in your career, I've created a list of 75 affirmations based on 25 Bible scriptures, and I'd love to share it with you and help you keep your sanity. You can go to trishz.com/Bible-AFFS, that's AFFS, for affirmations. I'll also leave the link in the show notes for you, too. Until next time, my friend, stay grounded, stay regulated, and stay prayed up.
I hope you found something encouraging and inspiring in this episode of Monday Mindset Matters. It is my hope that these episodes meet you right where you are, because your Monday mindset matters. More importantly, your mindset matters all the time. Remember, stay connected, stay grounded, and stay prayed up. Our kids depend on it.
Hey, amazing educators, thanks for tuning in. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love for you to hit subscribe and leave a review. Even better, share this episode with a colleague. And hey, I'd love to connect with you on social media. You can even join my Facebook group for some extra support and a dash of inspiration. I've left all the links in the show notes. Until next time, my friend, remember, you're not alone on this journey. You've got this. Keep making a difference and stay teach-tastic.